God war is God without religion. There are lots of us that believe in God, but we've grown increasingly uncomfortable with religious expressions of ideas about God. It seems like lots of organized religion these days is either weird or they've become very superstitious or they make things up completely out of the blue. Some of them are hypocritical or arrogant, or they think they're the only ones that are right or whatever else it is. Sometimes they're nice people, but they don't really do anything. And they seem more concerned a lot of times with the way we vote than they are with whether or not we're developing as human beings. You have people that call themselves shepherds, but they don't really shepherd. They teach Bible lessons, but we're not really learning and growing and developing and giving something to the world the way it seems like God wants us to do. And so that's what God war is about. Now, God war is not about bashing churches. It's not about knocking religion in general. There may be some of that here, but that's not really what our focus is. God war is an attempt to bring together a community of people who want to focus on being like Jesus and want to help others focus on being like Jesus. We'll accept church and those things the way it is and then just move on to attack the real challenges and problems of our world, challenges like poverty and ignorance and fear and hatred and those sorts of things. So whether you believe Jesus is the Son of God or not, it's pretty hard to deny that he was a great man. I mean, he was arguably the greatest who ever lived. His contemporaries, the people that lived at that time, no one denied that he was wise and that he was generous and that he was great and loving and compassionate, and some even said perfect. Now, I want to be like that. I want to be wiser tomorrow and next week than I am this week. I want to be stronger. I want to be more at peace with myself, and I want to make a difference in the world. And I'd also like to be part of a group or a tribe or a community or a village or whatever you want to call it, a club. I want to be a part of a group of people who want the same thing so that we can work together to become that, to become wiser and stronger and more giving and capable people and make a difference in the world. I assume you would too. I mean, who doesn't want to be like that? And so let's join together and do this. We have hobby clubs, investment clubs, there are public speaking clubs and bowling leagues and all kinds of organizations in the world, people to help people find jobs and networking. Why not have something that just helps people to grow, to be a better human being, to give more, to love more, to care more, and to make a difference and be more effective in our lives? Jesus came to seek and save the lost. That's his purpose. And so we would imitate his purpose statement. But seeking and saving the lost isn't quite the same thing as a lot of times you'll hear in a church setting where they view it as evangelism and door knocking and signs and all that sort of thing. Seeking and saving the lost is a lot more than that. And I'll go into more detail on that in further lessons. But for now, I'll just say this. It's all summed up in one word, and the word is rescue. The word is rescue. Seeking and saving the lost means Jesus was kind of like a lifeguard or a fireman. He's on watch, looking out for people to help, and then helping those people to grow, helping those people to get stuck out of a bad situation, to rescue them from a fire, to rescue them from pain or hardship or hunger or slavery or whatever it is, and rescuing those people. And so that's his purpose, that would be our purpose, and then we would do the same things he did to do it. Now, Jesus' response to these problems, he did three things to do this, to rescue people. Three things, and we would do these same three things. He taught, he healed, and he reproduced. Now, teaching is obvious, education is important, so the teaching part is what he did. The healing, I'm not talking about miracles and stuff so much, that's included, but anything you can do to help somebody, to feed somebody, to bring clean water to someone, to give someone a home to live in, to help them in some capacity, all of those fall under that umbrella of the idea of healing. And then reproducing is a simple thing. It means you take somebody with you to do it. You don't just teach or heal alone. You take someone along with you. and say, come on, man, let's go learn how to do this, and then let's learn it, and let's get more effective and do it together. By imitating Jesus and doing these three simple things, you can actually change the world, one person at a time. You personally and I personally can actually have a huge impact on the world. That's what Jesus showed us with his life. Jesus trained 12 men. Those 12 became thousands in a very short amount of time, millions eventually. And today there's over 1 billion people on this planet that call themselves some form of Christian. Didn't write any books, didn't have a big war, nothing. Just did that. It's simple and it's effective and it works, and you can do this just by making up your mind to do it. Jesus was one man that focused on 12, and then if you can help one person at a time and partner with someone else with the same focus, then you can do the change the world also. The lessons on God War are trying to teach and hopefully facilitate this reproductions, because you can invite people and spread the word. Hey, come look at this website and come check it out. Now, here's what you need to do next. Learn the lessons, watch the videos, listen to the podcasts, the lectures, whatever I'm going to put up here. I haven't put it all up yet. But go through those things. That's thing one. Thing two, practice the lessons. You have to accompany the hearing with also doing. If you don't exercise, you don't get stronger, no matter how many books on weightlifting you read, no matter how many books on dieting you read, you don't get thinner until you actually do the diet. And it's the same with this. You have to learn the lessons, then you have to act on them. And then third, you have to invite someone to join you. It's as simple as that. Learn, practice, invite. Education by itself is worthless, but when it's accompanied with action, it's good. Okay, now, when you do this, if you do these three things, you will discover that you have more power and more ability than you ever realized you did. As long as you do these things, you focus on the right things, and you constantly improve. These are the things we'll go over. All right, I'll try to be sure each lesson has an action item, something you can actually do, and this lesson is no exception. I'm going to give you four things now to do. The first thing is memorize the three things. Should have already done that by now. Shouldn't be too hard. Teach, heal, and reproduce. Teach, heal, reproduce. Teach, heal, reproduce. Those are the three things. See? Second step. Starting now and going forward for the next days, weeks, whatever, change the way that you look at the people around you. Look at them like a lifeguard or a fireman. Look for people who are struggling. Either they're overstressed or they're worried or they're going through a divorce or they're about to, or if they're afraid they might. They've lost their job or they're concerned that they might fail a test or they have a relationship problem of some sort. Start looking at people, and instead of seeing, can they promote me? Can they help me? Can they do something for me? Look at people as opportunities for you to help them. Look for people that are hurting. And it's not always easy, because sometimes they'll hide their hurt to keep you, because it's a defense mechanism we all have. So just walk around. You don't have to do anything yet. Just start developing the habit of looking at people the way Jesus looked at them, which is with this idea that you're looking for ways that you can help, looking for ways that you can participate. And you don't have to go to some faraway land. You don't have to sail off to some other continent to do this. Just the people that are right in your little sphere of influence. For instance, if you're at school, you look at people that you take classes with. Are they stressed out and freaked out over a big test or an exam or making the grades or getting in some organization or another? Pay attention to that. That's thing two. Look at, saying one was memorize the three things. Thing two is look at people this different way. Thing three, come back to God War. And thing four, bring someone with you. Just do those things. And if you practice that for a little while with patience and focus, you'll begin to see change right away, because it'll change the way that you look at the world. And when you begin to focus on others and their needs and their problems, it changes your own outlook and your own situation considerably.